In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we'll continue our commentaries on the first epistle of St. John, starting from the second chapter. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. Let me remind you of some important points mentioned in the last episode. This letter was written to defend Christian faith against the heresy of Gnosticism. People believed that there is nothing called sin and people can have a union with God even if they are in sinful life. So they believed that they can do bad things, still they can know God on a good level. So St. John was standing against this point. If you are walking in the light of God, you can never live in darkness. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. So do not accept a sinful life after you believed in Christ. After you were baptized and started your new life, you cannot just go sinning. And if anyone sin, so St. John knew that it does not mean that you will not sin, but you should not sin. You are not going to sin with your free will. Actually, you are starting a new life and you want to be Christ-like. So if you just sin, if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So the advocate, the Savior, the Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ will cover your sin. But you are trying not to sin. You are living in a pure life. You are growing in spirit to be like Christ. So you cannot just accept a sinful life and saying that I'm living a good life. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. So Christ can cover all the sin, not only ours, but for the whole world. But the world needs to believe in him, need to be baptized, need to be Christ-like. But the blood, the power of the blood of the Lord can cover all sin. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. So knowing God is not kind of knowledge, pure knowledge. It's not lessons about God. Knowing God meaning that you are starting to live a pure life, life of light, following the commandments of God. So practicing the truth, as mentioned in the first chapter, to practice the truth, you are living in the light of God. You are living a good life. If we keep his commandments, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandment, is a liar. Remember the first chapter he said, for those who say that they know God and live in darkness, is a liar. Again, he's saying, if anyone say that I know him and he does not keep his commandments, is also a liar. So keeping the commandments is exactly like walking in the light of God. In order to follow God, to walk in his lightness, you should keep the commandments. And the truth is not in him. The liar has no truth in him. But whoever keeps his word truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So it's always related to love. If you live a life of love, you love everyone, you think of others in a loving way, you push yourself to keep the commandment of love to everyone, love your neighbor as yourself. If you think this way, now you are not a liar, you know God in a real way. Again, Whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Somebody may ask, how can I love all these people? They are different. Some of them are not good. Some of them are very good. And people may love me. Other people may hate me. Actually, you have nothing to do but love everyone. And if you want to know how can I love these people, just focus on Christ himself. He loved everyone. And you know, the word love, when coming in the Bible, and especially in the Gospel of St. John and the Epistle of St. John, is not kind of feeling, of emotions, of desire. It's always related to attitude, to decision. You take a decision that you should love this one, whatever his attitude. You should love your neighbor, your partner, your colleague, your enemy. So the attitude is the same for everyone, but the expression of love is not the same. Some people you may love just in an encouraging way. Other people you just endure them. You have to go with them and be patient. Some other people need your forgiveness. Others may need your giving attitude. You should give them whatever you have. Others may need your partnership. Share them their pain, their suffering. So love is just a word, but the expressions of love are different, and all related to the role model of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ forgave people. Christ gave people everything up to his body and blood. Christ taught the people how to live a good life. Christ shared the people their suffering. Christ always thought of the people need, not his need. So when you follow the role model of Christ, you can know how to love people, whatever their attitude. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, because the commandment of love was always there, even in the Old Testament. Love others, love your neighbor as yourself. It was there. So you cannot consider the commandment of love as a new commandment. I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. What's new in the commandment of love? If it is a new one, it's an old commandment. But there is some newness in this commandment, that when the light came to our land, Christ became man and showed us how to love people, how to think of them, how to share them everything. The level of love, the expression of love, now is much different than before. You know, when you go to the Sermon on the Mountain, you can see the difference of the level of love given. In the Old Testament, kill no one, do not murder anyone. But in the New Testament, it's not enough not to kill others, but don't be angry against anyone. So the level of love needed in the New Testament is related always to the role model of Christ. So the commandment of love is old and new. It's an old commandment, but there is some newness in this commandment. Seeing Christ, how he lived his life, we can show more love to people and with extra love to everyone. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who said he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. So the sin of hatredness, when you hate anyone, you can never say that I'm enjoying the light of God. So you can see that St. John is always relating faith and love. the belief in Christ at the light of God and the practice of truth, when you love people, works together. You can never say that I'm a good believer and you still hate anyone. In order to show your faith, you have to love even those who are not good with you. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. So you abide yourself in the light when you love people more. That's very important. We all believe that praying continuously will help you to abide yourself in God. But also when you have this loving attitude to people all the day round, now you are abiding yourself in God. So this fellowship with God is always related to praying to God and loving people. You cannot live in the light of God without good relationship with God through prayer and very good relationship with everyone around through love. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going. Again, that's important. You know, when you hate somebody, you are in darkness. And the end is very, you know, it's not safe to go this way. The end of darkness is the life of darkness forever, Hades. So you have to take care. If you feel any bad feelings towards anyone, you have to remind yourself that's the start of eternity in darkness. I shouldn't walk this way. I have to stop myself. I have to shift to the life of light, which is love to anyone. He who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. You all know, and you had this experience, I guess, that in the minute of hatredness, when you feel bad toward anybody, you don't feel happy. And you feel like some darkness inside your heart. And you feel away from God. You cannot pray in a pure way at that minute. And you feel that your heart is closed. So all the negative feelings come with this bad feeling of hatredness, as if you are blind. You cannot see the light anymore with this negative feeling. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. So he is repeating the same meaning, but in a different way, that he is reminding us with the grace of God, with the gifts given to us through the church. I write to you, little children, not necessarily the very young people, but the youth of the church, all the church members are considered his little children because he was an old man at that time and he is their patriarch at that time. Because your sins are forgiven, your sins are forgiven through baptism, through the blood of Christ and the power of redemption given through the sacrament of baptism, through the church sacraments. For his name's sake, with the name of the Lord Christ, we were given the gift of forgiveness. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. Fathers of the church or fathers of the people and the old members of the church, you know him much more than before. Now you know him in a deeper way. With the years of praying, years of loving people, now you are in a good, closer relationship with God, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. If you live this pure life of loving everyone, now you are overcoming the wicked one. Because the wicked one, the devil, is always behind all the negative feelings, all the hatredness. So you're overcoming him because you insist to love people and to walk in the commandment of love. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. Saint John used to repeat the meaning. So that's his way in writing, in the Gospel, in the Epistles. Because you have known the Father. You know, we did not see the Father God. He is not seen. He is the unseen God. But when we see Christ, when we see Him through loving people, when we see Him through serving people, when we see Him in the sacrament of Eucharist, we can see the Father. So we know the Father through the Son. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. So we are strong just because we believe in Christ, and also we are living His life. We are sharing Him, His Holy Spirit. We are following His commandment. We are keeping the commandment of love. So now we are strong. With this strength of God, the power of God is inside our hearts, so we can overcome the devil and love everyone. And that's the main commandment in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Glory to God. Amen.